I don't know, maybe the whole thing's been on pause. I know. You're asking a question, because some, you know, this red light is there and it's blinking means it's not recording. So I don't even know whatever anything was recorded. Your question is that devotees live in Braj and they engage in preaching to new people. But they, when they're preaching, they have some doubts whether they should not be preaching, just spending their time in bhajan. Is that your question? Well, firstly, the devotees should be guided. Everyone should be guided by their shiksha and diksha gurus, their individual spiritual guides on the matters of bhajan and sadhana. As far as material life, you know, to marry or not marry, or how to deal with husbands and wives, and those material considerations are not the role of the guru or the care of the guru. And we don't go to the guru to discuss. But for my sadhana, what the practices of my sadhana and the cultivation of my devotion, the cultivation of my attachment and love and devotion and progress towards Krishna, that is the purview of the area of concern for the guru. So this, the individual devotee you're mentioning, or you or whomever, they would ask their guru and they would get specific guidance. Yes, you preach 1 hour a day, or you preach once a week and then do bhajan the rest of the time. Or they may say, no, you're in Braj, you should just do bhajan because you won't be in Braj very long. You're only there for a year or two or whatever. And that's one thing. So they might say, concentrate all your time in meditating on Radha Krishna and Vrindavan and doing personal bhajan, chanting lots and lots of rounds and reading lots of shastra and doing Panchanga Bhakti or Ekanga Bhakti or whatever. Just absorb yourself in self-improvement and self-purification and self-development. That may be the instruction of your guru. Or your guru may say, oh, you know, little preaching, little bhajan, because he may know your nature. Or if you're not fully and directly under the guidance or direction of a guru, shiksha diksha guru, and you have to decide for yourself, then you... Either one is service. So any service done in Vrindavan, you get 1,000 times the benefit. So preaching is called kirtan. So the three main types of service, of the nine services, the Navavidhi Bhakti Shreshta Madhya Shreshta Nam Sankirtan. Of all the nine limbs of devotion, the most powerful, purifying, elevating, and bhajan is chanting Krishna's names. Now, when we talk about preaching, if you're preaching the glories of Krishna, that's called Sankirtan, Kirti. That means chanting Krishna's name. So if you, this is also Kirtan. So this is also very, very powerful. If someone had a choice between doing deity worship and go-seva and all these different kinds of sevas in Vrindavan and preaching the glories of Krishna in Vrindavan, definitely preaching the glories of Krishna is main thing. It, just think, is what I'm doing, you know, here's the measurement. Am I hearing about Krishna? Am I chanting about Krishna? Am I remembering Krishna? These are the three. Whether you're doing Padasevanam, or Archanam, or Vandanam, or Dasyam, or Sakyamatnam, and all these things, that's secondary. These are the primary. This is bhajan. Because you talk about preaching bhajan. Bhajan means hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna. So there's a thin line where bhajan and pravachan and bhajan become, it's like one. If I'm writing about Krishna's glories. And that's kind of what I do. You know, I write about Krishna's glories and I write articles about, you know, spiritual topics. Or I speak about spiritual topics. Or I read Leela and meditate on my sarup, my Manjari sarup. I meditate on the Leelas and Sevas as much as I can. So I'm doing a mixture. But for me, this is my bhajan. And I just met my Gurudev the other day and I was saying, you know, I'm doing like this, I'm reading, I'm writing sometime, and I'm preaching sometime and doing my smaran. He said, that's good. This is good. And I tell, I stayed up all night, I was working on an article about Shiva Tattva, Vishnu and Shiva Tattva. The oneness and difference between Vishnu and Shiva Tattva, which is not so clear. And he said, that's okay. Because I don't have the ability yet to sit down all day long and meditate on Leela. The main thing is to be engaged in Krishna's service. And be engaged, if you're in Vrindavan, you should be absorbed, or anywhere, practically speaking, absorbed in hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. Then quickly you'll attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Sitting down and chanting one lakh, it takes 6 hours, 8 hours, let's say 8 hours. Now if you sit down with four students from Delhi or some whatever, and you talk about Krishna for 8 hours, really talk about Krishna, quoting from Bhagavatam, quoting from Gita, not just, well, you know, Krishna's nice and you should surrender, really speaking the glories of Krishna, the glories of Krishna's name and his form and his qualities and pastimes, and sharing katha, that's called Hari Katha, then that's just as purifying, if you're speaking pure Hari Katha for 6 or 8 hours, as chanting one lakh, because it's the glories of Krishna, Kirti. And Krishna is Kirti Raj, he's the king of all, Kirti means fame, glories, he's the king of all glorious personalities. So I said three things. I gave three answers. Follow your ruchi, follow your guru, and I guess I said two things. Follow your ruchi or follow your guru. You said something and in other words, someone's confused. Someone's preaching, they're confused. That means they don't have ruchi. They have some ruchi, but if you, well, there's no confusion. Like I preach 2 hours a week. I do pravachan 2 hours a week. 4 to 6 on Sunday. I could do a lot more, and in my previous days I preached more. I had some taste for it, and it was all arrangement and my destiny. Many things have happened over the last years, so that this life is, you know, that my age, the position, the situation. So now I spend all the rest of the hours, as I said, I'm writing about Krishna. Because now I would go to a Krishna Mahalam temple and give a class. Maybe some people come, 100 people or so, maybe, if you're lucky, Bhagavatam class. So now I write an article and 3,000 people read it. And it's there, it's just floating around on the internet, you know. So, writing is a very powerful preaching. I once met Pujya Sri Anantadas Pandit, and he said, writing is the highest bhajan. He's certainly an example of it. He's written all the basic books that we know about, but someone gave me like a pen drive of all his articles in Bengali. I think a lot of them are in Russian now also. What is bhakti? What is guru? It's like hundreds and hundreds of articles about every kind of subject you can imagine. Bhakti, the holy name, 3 or 4 different kind of little booklets about the Maha Mantra and the holy name and Diksha Mantras. And, you know, we know about Stavavali and Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Radharasunidhi. There's certain like major books that he commented on. But then all these independent essays and articles, lots. And he's a saint. So he look at his example. he's done a lot of preaching. Somebody came to me the other day and they said, I've been reading his books, one Indian person. I've been reading his books for 2 years. I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy. I'm intoxicated by reading these books. a married person. He said, can you take me to meet him? And so I introduced him through Keshav Das. And he was, I said, what do you want? You know, I asked the person, he was reading. I said, well, you know, maybe I can get initiated. He said that, and that night we went there, and then he met. You know, this is the power of Vrindavan. He met, and the guru said, yes. And I walked out, I said, well, what do you think now? He says, what happened? He just came out of nowhere. So this is, Vrindavan is, one sadhu told me, when Krishna wants something to happen, it happens very fast. When you want something to happen that Krishna doesn't want to happen, it happens very slow. Radhe Radhe. Is that okay? Is that clear? Are you speaking about yourself or someone else?
No, it was somebody who asked me that.
About it.
You know, I'm preaching a little bit, but I'm not happy with what I'm doing. So sometimes...
No, the thing is... Yeah.
The problem was sometimes he said, I think that I should do more strict sadhana and seva. But sometimes her mind distracts and said, no, I'm not doing preaching enough.
Yeah, well, the main thing is one has to have a very clear relationship with their guru. If they have none, then they have to turn to the super soul or take advice from senior friends or devotees that can give them clear advice. Because sometimes people feel haunted that if I'm not preaching, I'm a demon. There seems to be a certain kind of stigma in different groups. But Prabhupada, he said that devotional service is voluntary. Serving Krishna, we want to. And it's like, if there's fear, you know, there should not be any fear. There's no fear in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the tigers are not, the man is not afraid of the tigers, because there's no, even tigers and all these animals were here, but they didn't cause any disturbance. So when someone's living in Vrindavan doing bhajan, they should be happy. If they have doubt, then they should remove their doubt. One should understand, the main instruction of every guru, including Srila Prabhupada, is somehow or other. Srila Prabhupada and every single guru, Vaishnav guru, they have one instruction for the disciples. Somehow or other, become a lover of Krishna. That is it. Prabhupada, the primary service for every disciple of Prabhupada is to become a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna. Are you an ISKCON? You have ISKCON Guru? So the primary service, you can ask your Guru, Gurudev, is the main service for me to become a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna? What will he say? He'll say yes. And how to do that. So then you can ask. So sitting and chanting all day and reading about Radha and Krishna, all day means whatever, you know, few hours you can, because you have to wash your clothes, and you have to eat, and you have to go get a new dress, and you have to buy a new choli, and you have to go here. Oh, so many things we all have to do. Babaji's have to go to the bank, wait in line, fill out the form, get their fixed deposit, get their money. Babaji also has to go to Mathura to the dentist and get his teeth cleaned, you know. So then that's 4 hours no bhajan, 2 hours there, 2 hours back, 2 hours in it. So we have a physical body, which is our vehicle for perfection. We have a physical body, which is our vehicle for perfection. So unfortunately, we have to spend a lot of time taking care of it. We have to sleep, and we have to eat, and we have to bathe, and we have to shop, and we have to clean and cook. Everybody. Oh, you're a Babaji. Oh, you must have so much time, you're a Babaji. Okay, I don't cook. I go for Madhukari. It takes an hour to walk to Mukurai and an hour to walk back. That's 2 hours. It takes me 10 minutes to walk to the sabji market and 40 minutes to cook. That's 50 minutes. So I cook for myself and eat in 50 minutes, and you beg free food in 2 hours. Of course, so I'm getting more time for bhajan, but you're getting the roti from the hand of a Brijvasi Brahmin, because you only take madhukari from Brahmins' houses. So you're getting that Brajbhav, and that's the tradition of the Vairagis, that they don't cook for themselves, and they don't have their own stoves and all that. That's the tradition that the six Goswamis established. But nowadays, in my case, and most others, everyone's cooking or someone's cooking for them or whatever, even the Babaji's. Be practical, but follow your ruchi. If you're in a, I don't know if I should be doing this. What, do you like it? Yeah, then do it. If it's spiritual, well, I don't know if I feel bad. I shouldn't just sit and read about Krishna's pastimes all day and all these poor souls going to hell and conditioned souls I should preach. Okay, then put down the book and go out and preach. Why feel bad? Just do it. But you shouldn't. It's not a right or wrong thing. It's not like you preach, you'll get love of God. And you don't preach, you get love of God. You follow? If you never preach to anybody, you can still get love of God. You have to believe that first. But and some people come from some groups in some place where they think, you're not preaching. Preaching is the sadhana. The sadhana is shravanam, kirtanam, vishnam, smaranam, padasevanam. And preaching is in the category of kirtanam. And of course, you have to remember the verse or think.